You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. I read, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born." Dear brethren, it is very important that we have insight into the plan of the kingdom of darkness. Whether you are a parent or not, this verse 4 shows you the desire of Satan for every child that is born into this world. The scripture says in that verse 4 that the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth. Why? To devour a child as soon as it was born. Satan was not going to wait until the child become a teenager or become a young adult. The scripture says as soon as the child is born. I want you to know that as soon as a child is born, Satan goes into auto drive to ensure that that child is destroyed. He doesn't wait for them to become an adult. As soon as they are born, you may think that this child is a little child. This child may not even be of any consequence at the moment. But Satan knows that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which is like the smallest seed. But when it is planted and it grows, it becomes a big tree. So Satan will cut down every life before they can become anything in the hand of God. He goes after them. But guess what? When a child is born, that's where you are rejoicing. You are so excited. People are rejoicing with you, left, right, center. You are so happy. There is joy. But you don't know that in the kingdom of darkness, there is sadness, and there is a deliberate attempt to ensure that that child does not fulfill the purpose for which that child is sent to the world. Particularly as Christian parent, or if one day you are going to be a parent, you need to know this. Even if you are not going to be a parent, this is something as believers in the body of Christ, we all must know and cry to God that He must show mercy on our children such that they will fulfill the plan of God. So as parents, if you are not dedicated to raising your children to be all that God intends them to be, you can be sure that you are just simply laying them down as easy target for Satan. There is no vacuum. Satan is not going to fold his arm. You may not raise those children properly. You may not raise them the way they should be raised. But Satan will go after them all the same. Even when you raise them the way you should raise them, the devil will still come after them. That is where prayer and the teaching of the word of God comes in. That's why you must have this clear understanding that as you bring four children into this world, you are bringing them into a conflict zone. And so you must be spiritually alert to raise those children such that they will not become a prey in the hand of Satan. May the Lord give you wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.